Dear listeners, I'm Lauren Conlon, and before you embark on this investigative journey with me, I want to offer a sincere word of my acknowledgement and gratitude. When I, as the host, first set out on this path, I was admittedly very green. I lacked the seasoned expertise and finesse that comes with experience in investigative podcasting and reporting. However, every story has a beginning and an ending, and this podcast represents the start of my own investigative odyssey. So as you dive into these episodes, you may notice rough edges or moments where my inexperience shines through, but please know that every stumble and misstep has been a crucial part of my learning process, and I've embraced each challenge as an opportunity for growth and improvement. So I want to express my heartfelt appreciation to each and every one of you who has stuck with the story despite my imperfections, because Grant's story is important. So your support and patience have been invaluable as I've navigated the complexities of investigative podcasting. And your feedback, whether constructive criticism, words of encouragement, or maybe something that wasn't so nice, has helped me and helped shape this podcast into what it is today. So without further ado, here is Corruption: What Happened to Grant Solomon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to a mini episode of Corruption: What Happened to Grant Solomon. I'm your host, Lauren Conlon, and I'm jumping on for a minute for a quick PS. I want to address some feedback regarding yesterday's episode with former criminal defense attorney Kirk Nurmi, and also just clarify a few things that I probably should have gone ahead and said on yesterday's episode with Kirk. But sometimes I don't realize that perhaps I should be more clear on certain things. But let me just say, Kirk is one opinion. And yes, I was definitely affected by what he said. But that doesn't mean that anyone is giving up on the route of getting Grant's death reopened and investigated. And this is why I like to interview people and get differing opinions, as difficult as they might be to hear. I think it's really healthy to get all these different opinions. And keep in mind, Kirk came at this from a perspective of a criminal defense attorney. He's thinking about defending the criminal, and in his mind and in his experience, it sounds like everything he said regarding a potential trial, you know, the same police coming in and testifying the same thing as they did on the day of the accident, that's most likely what he would have happened if he was defending the person on trial for a murder in this situation. So I just wanted to reiterate one opinion. You know, I will get many other opinions, and in no way is getting Grant's death reinvestigated off the table. So at one point we did have a plan regarding an accident reconstruction, exhumation, and autopsy, but that specific plan fell through. So we're going to be discussing some other options internally. And I've added the GoFundMe link back in the episode notes for donations for all of that, but obviously don't feel like you have to. But yes, none of that is off the table at all. And we are going to be working on that internally. So I also want to share with you an email I received yesterday or last night from a listener who has no connection to anyone involved in this case, doesn't live in or around Tennessee, like not even close, but they wrote me this email and they were like, please don't give up on finding out what happened to Grant. And exposing whatever happened to Grant will expose so many more injustices and could potentially save other people from these good old boys or whatever the hell is going on over there. And it's true. What this person said is true. It's very possible that Grant is just the tip of the iceberg here. So while I do very much like what Kirk said about honoring Grant and what he wanted, that's obviously very important. I do think there was maybe more to what he wanted. And yeah, that we should not give up on trying to figure out what the hell happened to Grant that day. And one more thing for this mini episode. If you recall, Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti in 2022 sent an email to Governor Bill Lee. And this is obviously Tennessee Attorney General and the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee. And I know it's been a while since I've reminded everyone of this letter or this email, but Scarametti called Grant's death a homicide. And so essentially he referred to Grant's investigation, his death investigation, as a homicide investigation. Now, whether this was some kind of Freudian slip, you can decide, because at that point, it's 2022, and Angie Solomon had already gotten that official declaration by ADA Ron Blanton that no foul play was involved and it was an accident the way Dad, Aaron Solomon, the one witness, said it happened. So I'll just quickly refresh your memory with that email now because I do have a question about it. On January 8th, 2022, Jonathan Scarametti wrote to Governor Bill Lee, quote, Governor, here is a draft response to inquiries regarding the Grant Solomon matter. It's very sad, and he appears to have been an exceptional young man, but there appears to be significant misinformation about the circumstances of his death. I'll be glad to discuss further and refine this response as needed. Colon. My office reached out to the statewide District Attorney General's conference to ask about this matter. In response, the executive director of the conference visited the scene and reviewed the evidence. He did not see any basis for reopening the homicide investigation or filing charges. He said some of the information circulating about this matter is not consistent with what the investigation found, but the information that you provided also includes an allegation of possible insurance fraud, which may be a basis for a separate federal investigation. The independent investigator who reviewed this case could consider forwarding evidence of insurance fraud to the postal inspectors, the FBI, or the Secret Service. Thank you, Jonathan. End quote. And to my knowledge, the insurance fraud has never been proven, but Aaron Solomon was accused of taking settlement money from the insurance company because he claimed Grant's car or truck was totaled. But again, I don't have the details on that, but I will look into that to see how that was settled now that it's coming up again. But here is my question, and I have an email drafted to DA Whitley about this. My question is, was Grant's death a homicide investigation, or was it a parking lot traffic accident investigation? Because based on the lack of police work, which I still will never get over, it would appear to be the latter, which is why they keep gaslighting over and over. No, an investigation was done twice. Go away. We did our diligence. Right. Okay, did you do your diligence on a parking lot accident or a potential homicide? I mean, that's something to think about. And going over Scarametti's letter again and the DA's letter and the ADA's letter, now I'm just utterly confused. Anyway, with all that said, I'm glad that I got it off my chest and I clarified a few things, but I think that, yeah, it gives us a lot of work to do on the back end. So anyway, thank you for listening to this mini episode. I hope I didn't ramble too much for you guys. Oh, and I want to also share with you guys that I have another podcast, which is called The Outlier Podcast, and that's crime and pop culture. But I always tend to compare Grant's case with other cases on that show. So maybe you would find that interesting, or maybe not, but I will throw a link in the episode notes just in case. All right. And oh, and again, there's also a link to the GoFundMe. But everybody, go ahead, have a great end to your week. And I will be back next week with a full episode of Corruption: What Happened to Grant Solomon.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.